of himself. A lot of us have heard in himself. And it is said that each cell has one of these 10 living organisms. Each one's cell. And guess how many cells is in the human body? Scientists tell us that there are about 37.2 trillion cells in the human body. 37.2 trillion cells in your body. And each cell has 10 living microorganisms that cannot be seen with the eye but with the microscope. They live inside one cell. So if you multiply it, how many organisms are living in the body? That's about 372 trillion. Different in living inside of this your body. Then when one of them did not function, they call it the cancer of the blood. When one of them misbehaved, they call it Alzheimer's disease. Is it Alzheimer's they call it? Alzheimer, yes, that brain disorder. When one of them did not function or something, you know, and then, yes, lest I forget, every single second, right, 50,000 cells dies in your body, and then 50,000 cells are born. Every single second. So from the time I climbed the pulpit and we sang that song like about 5 minutes now, it's about 60 seconds times 5, what's that? 300. Then 300 times 50,000, that's the volume of cells that have just died in your body and another new cells have been born. And if one of such refuses to die, that's all for some of these cancer, some of these sicknesses and some of these. To just tell you what God even does with two within the component of this your physical body. Praise the Lord. So does it deserve to be worshipped?
Yes.
We are not even talking about the beauty of redemption. We are not even talking about provision. We are just looking at our body. There's somebody that have lived from January till when now? Where are we now? Are we in June? Or should be in August? From January to December. Then we have no reason to thank God. We have no reason to thank God. Please, can you just worship Him? Can you give us a song? Just do the next 5 minutes. Watch. Tell Him beautiful things. Just appreciate Him. Tell Him glorious things.
Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, I bow before Your throne.
Oh!
Father, with you. We bless you for today. Our lives are eternal because you are the eternal Father. We came out from you and we'll return back to you. Thank you for our sojourn on earth. It's full of daily wonders. Thank you. Thank you for your great love. You have loved us with everlasting love, and with loving kindness you draw us on a daily basis. Thank you for the grace that we have in you. The grace is boundless. It's boundless. We'll never get to the limit of your grace. You keep expanding. You keep expanding. Thank you, our Father. We'll say hallowed be your name, and we'll just say we love you. In Jesus' name. Can you put your hands together for Jesus while you sit down? I bring a very simple word to us. Very simple word in a very short time. Praise the Lord. Please, I want us to appreciate every one of you that is here. Just appreciate yourself. The clap is not so much. But then appreciate your leaders. Then appreciate your general overseer in absentia. Praise the Lord. Learn to appreciate people, especially those that watch over your soul. Praise the Lord. Sometimes send your pastor a text message. Just a text message. Get your pastor's number. Amen. The labor they do a lot. Just send them a text message, you appreciate them. Praise the Lord. Send them a message, you are prayed for. Praise the Lord. Amen. I know that word is for somebody. Praise the Lord. 2018 is declared as the year of God of wonders. And we are beginning the year with what? The newness, and then from newness we proceed to what? Season of answer prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, so the month of March. Praise the Lord. Let me keep it in the kitty. Let me just hide it. Why do one man receive and another person does not receive? Praise the Lord. I was coming with Mommy Lawansing today. She said the rain has about 6 rains are falling. They did not get to our house. That when they get close to our house, they stop. Maybe after your house, another person, rain will continue, another person. That's just an illustration. Sometimes one person receives, another person does not receive. Why? Praise the Lord. Then another time, I had some of us that still remember, you know, like when Victoria had an accident, that's the daughter of our late General Basia. A lot of people died in that car, but she survived. They even said the roof of the car was removed. One person will die, another person will not die. What is the difference? Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what the month of March is going to be all about. You are not clapping for your father. Let's go back to our text. Matthew chapter. You know, sometimes it's good to keep people in suspense. Amen. Matthew 21. From verse 18, I'm going to read it. The text you read, the answer is there now. And you are still waiting for me to tell you. The answer is in the text you read. Our Bible passage. So, let's read it again. I will take it so that I will be fast. Matthew chapter 21 from verse 18. Now, in the morning, as he returned to the city, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree by the road, he came to it and found nothing on it but leaves and said to it, "Let no food grow on you ever." And immediately the fig tree withered away. Now, when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, "How did the fig tree wither away so soon?" So Jesus answered and said to them, "Assuredly, as I say to you, if you have what? If you have what? If you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' it will be done. And all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive." So what's the month of March? Yes. Yes. March is the month of reinforcing faith. Reinforcing faith. What did I say? So reinforce. Just like you reinforce the foundation of a house. Where you reinforce faith. As much as you say so many things are hanging in the air, in the balance in 2018, faith is a hand that can receive them. Praise the Lord. Faith is a hand that can receive from God. Amen. Now, let me show you something about the New Testament. Go to Mark. Mark chapter 9. Okay, Mark 9:23. Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who... All things are possible to him who believes. Then go to Mark chapter 10. Mark 10:27. But looking at them, Jesus said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. Then look at Mark 11:22. So Jesus said and answered them, that is the story of the fig tree, Mark 11:22. Have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he says will come to pass, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, the New Testament is the regime. When God said, behold, I create a new heaven and a new earth, your mind should not just go to, God is going to destroy this world and a new heaven and a new earth is going to come. It also implies that the earth is coming under a new atmosphere. It's coming under a new regime. Now, look at Galatians 3. The entire earth is under a dispensation. So, you need to understand that dispensation so that you can know how to operate on the earth. Now, look at Galatians 3. It talks about the law. Galatians 3, 22. It says, but the scripture has confined all under sin, that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. But before faith came, what did he say? Please, can you echo it? What did he say? Before what? Just the first sentence. Before what? He said, before faith came, we were kept under guard by the law. God gave the law of law, all those commandments he was given. Kept for the faith which should after be revealed. Therefore, the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor, but we are now under faith. One man met Jesus one day. He said, if you can do anything, say my daughter is sick or something. He said, if you can do anything, God look back at him and say, if you can believe. So the responsibility of life, he has carried it and handed it over to God. Praise the Lord. Your well-being on earth, the covenant, the blessing, everything, your well-being on earth is going to be anchored on faith. That's why Hebrews say that without faith, it is what? It is impossible to please God. Faith cannot be overemphasized. Then if you go to 1 John 5, 4, I will not open it. He said, this is the victory that overcome the world. Even what? Even our faith. Praise the Lord. So now, the responsibility, everything, Jesus is there. That's why if you go to Galatians, to Paul said, the life I live today, I live it by the faith of this. God made faith available so that through faith, we can have access to him. We can receive blessings from him. Praise the Lord. So I say the earth is under the regime and the dispensation of faith. Now, if faith is that important, I want now to throw the question back to you. What are we doing to build and to fortify faith? And for those of us that are parents, you know, when I came, I started, I was looking at all of these beautiful children and the rest, you know. And of course, the truth are always new, you know. But it came in a stronger measure. Is it the greatest inheritance? The greatest thing you can do to your child on earth while you are still alive is to deposit faith, to build faith in the life of that child. With the tenacity of faith, that child will survive anywhere. That child will endure, you know. Praise the Lord. The Bible says we understand even the entire world was made by faith. So the world you live on, faith gave birth to this world. And then it is also faith that sustains it. That's Hebrews 11, to say that we understand by faith the universe was framed by the word of God. So the earth came into being through faith. Faith gave birth to this world. So how now we now live on this world and don't understand faith? Then we'll be perpetually evicted. Then if you now go to Hebrews 1:3, the one I quoted is Hebrews 11:3. Hebrews 1:3. They say God sustained everything by the word of his power. By the word of his power, by the power of his word. That is also faith that sustains the whole world in motion. The earth is not just stagnant, it's in motion, the earth is moving. You know about the science, tell us the earth revolves around the sun. Then even things on earth, even elements of life, marriages are moving, children are moving. Everything is in motion. But what the will that sustains that motion is faith. Faith is so simple, but it's very strong. Your whole life depends on it. The Bible said, if you go to Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 1:24. No matter, there will be so many promises for next year. But I assure that some people will get, some people will not receive.
is fundamental truth. And I'll show it's not because God does not want them to receive. But you have a responsibility. God created man to be a responsible being. A responsible being in the sense of someone that will have responsibility. So that's how when he created man, he gave responsibility. Every other thing, there was no responsibility. Lion, you can just go. You'll be going everywhere. Anywhere you enter, just go. Praise the Lord. And trees, anywhere they scatter, you see, just go. You are just standing there, you know. You see, God can do it. Okay. God can do it in such a way that even your body will not even need to bath. How many times have you washed your eyes? But yes, it's one of the neatest parts of the body. The eye. You don't wash it. It will pass dust. It will cleanse itself. God can make the entire body like that. Praise the Lord. Trees don't bath. All of these other animals. Birds in the air, they don't bath and they don't even smell. You know? But God wants man to be a responsible being. He wants you to be doing something. Praise the Lord. You so that's why when God made man, you know, and God introduced faith. Introduce faith. Faith is not just something about negative that, nothing bad will happen to you. No. Faith, first and foremost, is a forward movement. It's a forward movement. Not a faith, you know, like that, you rebuke, you pray, and all those prayer. That's one aspect of prayer, you know, and that's a very low aspect of it. But faith is a weapon, you know. It's a life. Faith itself is a life. It's an offensive life that God has given us. You know, for our entire stay on earth. Because it's by faith, God himself made the world. Then we are made in his image and in his likeness. Not to live by faith. Even building marriages and building your homes. Even going to raise up your children and earth going to be done under the atmosphere of faith. Faith is a life. Jesus said, when I come, will I still find faith on the earth? Say, this is the victory that overcomes the world. Anything that the world throws at you. Satan, men, the world, none of them can withstand faith. Praise the Lord. None of them can stand the intensity of faith. But faith, if faith is there. So if faith is this important, I want to ask us a question again. What effort are we making to build faith? In the last 1 month, we can be coming to church, we read our Bible, we are there in choir, Bible study, we are good neighbors, we love people and everything. But are you building faith? Praise the Lord. Faith. Praise the Lord. So if you look at the trace back, the genesis of faith, you trace it back to when God made man. God expected man to live by faith. Even Adam, they are not falling. Nothing was wrong in the garden. Everything was okay. There was no house rent to pay. There was no school fee. You know, these are the things that sometimes we now try to boost up our faith. It's okay. But faith is beyond that. Faith is your entire walk on earth and your walk with God. There was nothing, everything, but God expected that man to live by faith. God did not show him Satan. God just told him about Satan. And then God expected him to believe it. That's faith. He said, you should not eat this tree. No further details. You should not eat this tree. There you eat it, you will surely die. He doesn't know what death is all about. But God expected him to live by the spoken word. That's why Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So this is, can you see, faith is as ancient as God himself. And when God created man, he had faith in mind that the man is going to live by faith. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So that's why I made it simple. When we get to the month of March, month of newness, answered prayer, then you're going to have a time, you're going to have a month. Read a book on faith. Praise the Lord. Study scripture, study the Bible in a context that will boost your faith. Friends, there are places you will need faith. Praise the Lord. There are instances you will need faith. You need faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24. Okay, he said, not that we have dominion over your faith, but we are fellow workers for your joy. What did he say? He said, for by what? He said, for by faith you stand. So what I want to tell us is very simple. It's just a call for us to build faith. To build faith. To build faith. So many times, who do you think God is? God. Even God is there. Who do you think God is? You see, the image of God, God has revealed himself to man several times. You know, so many accounts you read in the Bible, testimony of men of God you have heard. But the basic image of God that is revealed to man, all through scriptures. The basic image, you know, God, we don't know how God looks like. We don't know his image. But the basic image of God that is revealed to man is the voice. The voice. God told Moses that he should gather Israel to come and meet with me on the mountain. So if you go to Exodus 19, either verse 15 or thereabout, Moses gathered the whole nation, they should come and meet with God. And when God descended on that mountain, the only thing they saw, they had voice speaking. God was speaking. Then if you go to please call up Genesis chapter 3 verse 8. Even Adam, the Bible says God will come to him in the cool of the day. But I want to show you what was coming. Okay. And they had a sound. And that translation, King James said the voice. They had the voice of God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. What we call presence? What we call presence is his voice. Ezekiel had a vision in Ezekiel chapter 1, chapter 2, up to chapter 3. And God showed him the glory of God. He saw the cherubim. He saw the wheels. And then he now said, above that glory, he saw a firmament. Then above the firmament, he saw the likeness of a throne. And he saw one that sat on the throne. From his waist upward was the appearance of fire. From his waist downward was another appearance of fire. Then, and above all the firmament, then there was a voice. Then the voice now began speaking to him. So that's what all men that have been, even Moses on the burning bush, what he encountered the voice. God was speaking to him in the angel. An angel was there. But in that angel, God was speaking. Just like the donkey, Balaam, the prophet that became a sorcerer. Just like God spoke in the donkey. The voice came out of the donkey. So the image of God as revealed to man is the voice. So sometimes I say, God, I want more of you. I want to see God. All of a sudden, the voice starts coming to you. You just start hearing voice. You just start hearing. That's why they say, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. The Word became flesh. What we call Word is voice. You see, so the basic revelation of God you are going to have is going to be his voice. Let me show you something in John chapter 10. I've told about faith and I'm telling about the foundation of faith. How we can John 10. When Jesus gave it, that he's a good shepherd. John 10. Let me read it so that if I say, verse 1. Most assuredly I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climb up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and he leads them out. When he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. Now, then verse 27, he said, my sheep hear my voice, I know them, they follow him. He said, the sheep are in a house. The house is locked. He said, when the doorkeeper opens the door, then the shepherd will enter. But when the shepherd enters, they are not going to see any form. They are not going to see anything. What they are going to hear is the voice. Praise the Lord. So when the shepherd enter, they are going to hear the voice. So that is why the Bible says faith comes by what? By hearing and hearing by the word of God. So what we call the image of God that God reduced to man. What we walk with man on earth is the voice. It's the voice. Even the resurrection, if you go to John chapter 5, he said the dead will hear his voice and they will raise to life. The vision that Ezekiel saw, he said he saw the dry bones and God now take to them. You know, prophesy, thus says the Lord. So, the ultimate walk with God you are going to have, you are going to voice, which is the Lord. The Bible says, Abraham believed God and God counted for him for righteousness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, the voice, now this the voice is not maybe God speaks to you one, tell you this and that. Even men that had a revelation, that is God's ordination that will lead you on a daily basis. God expects his voice, the voice of the Lord. That voice is not just the way I'm talking to you. Talk about presence. We say the presence of God is here. Talk about his presence, you know. God is leading and you are following. You are following the voice. Praise the Lord. You're going to a business. You are facing some kind of business partner comes into your life. What God expects, some of them will sink you down and some of them will take you higher. How you are able to know the difference of the person that will bring you down and the person that will take you higher is the voice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's the voice. It's the voice. Certain kind of places, sometimes people are going to places and they encounter some kind of desire. What to keep you, what to preserve you is the voice. He said what? I put my sheep, he said I go before them. And what is going before them is the voice. So, and this is now the call for faith. You must believe. You can't see my voice. You only have to believe it. Praise the Lord. So many times, even when people had vision of God, God does not lead you. Even God appears to you today. He will not lead you by that. He can tell you his program for your life. He can tell you his purpose and everything, but on a daily basis, God expects you to follow the voice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, I want to end it here. I want to sum it here. And what I'm simply saying is, I want to implore us, and I want to beg you to build faith. Start working on your faith. And the ultimate inheritance, I know we have a lot of zeal for our children. It will be disaster if you have done everything for that child, and there's no faith in the life of that child. Faith is not a mental asset that I believe in God. The child will get to places that he needs to stand. It is faith that will make him to stand. He gets to places he needs to make decisions. It is faith. it is faith that will come in hand. So I want you to know, those of you that have a child, and those of you that have not had children, and I want you to know it, the ultimate thing you can give to that child, I want us to put it in our DNA, is faith. Faith grows. So I'm not just talking about, okay, I believe in God, I believe in Christ, I'm a good person. No, faith grows. It's a growing faith. It's a growing faith. Faith grows. So faith is a tangible inheritance in God. And that is a platform that God relates with mine based on faith. Based on faith. He that comes to God must believe that he is. And a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And then without faith, it is don't just think about it. Just knock it out. He says it is impossible. He says knock it off. It is impossible to please God. I say, and overcoming this world is faith. Some of us end up working in an office, you become a victim in that office. If you are rooted in faith, you'll not be a victim. Because faith can turn the hands of events. He said, you meant it for evil, Joseph. He said, you meant it for evil. But what happened? He said, God was your word. He said, God that turned it. Even David and his brethren, you know, they casted him to the background, but David was a man of faith. The hand of faith turned everything around. Praise the Lord. So I want to read books on faith. Some of us here don't listen to messages. Get messages that talk about faith. Listen to them. Sometimes play them in your car. Play them in your house. Okay, you are busy, you are doing anything. Just this job is flowing. You must consciously build faith. Praise the Lord. You must consciously build faith. Amen. Can you stand up? Let's pray. Let's pray. Life is a very long journey. A very long and a very massive journey. I ask us again, in the last 1 month, or let me take it back to the last 6 months, what are we doing consciously to build faith? Faith. To build faith. Consciously. You make up, I want to build my faith. Faith is tangible. It's not something somewhere in the air. It's tangible. It can grow. The Bible tells a man of faith, full of faith. Stephen was full of faith. Full of faith. Even what we call faithfulness. Faith, that means the person is full of what? Faith. You need to build faith. You need to build faith. Some of us, that's what to turn our marriages around. Turn your marriages around. Turn your family life around. Faith. God yield and respond to faith. God yield and respond to faith. Are we praying? If I say we should cast and bind enemy now, everywhere will be loud with voice. I say we should build faith now, everywhere is silent. Can you talk to your father? Can you bless him? Can you ask him to help you to build faith? I want you to pray with Matthew 7. Can you open Matthew 7? Pray in the next 5 minutes, I will leave here. Matthew 7, I want us to pray. Matthew 7, 7. He said, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek. But I want to ask you, what if you did not ask? Will it be given? Ask, and it will be given. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. He said, everyone who asks, receive. Everyone, if unbeliever asks, he will receive. If a child of God asks, he will receive. If I say, as a child of God, you are not asking. An unbeliever is asking, you are getting angry. I'm serving God. And faith will over these years. And God did not do this and this to me. Don't forget the prodigal son, right? You know that story. That boy was righteous. The one that was very rough. The one that is very rough. He went and asked and they gave it to him. This one said he was swallowing his saliva. I obey my father. Everything. This one, he squandered everything. Everything finished. 50-50. What hand left was the one for this boy in his house. He finished his own. He now came back. He now put his hand again. He now made another demand. What happened? The father gave it to him. Ask of this boy own. That is obedient and you are angry. I'm always faithful. I'm committed. I have not seen. I have not did. 2 times he received. Why the righteous never received once? The righteous for once never received. And this one, this chronic unbeliever received 2 times. He said, God has transferred the responsibility of life to you, and it is the responsibility of faith. Faith! What do you believe about your children? Other children are dying. Other children are dying. You know, that is faith. The day my baby, my son, my daughter will get married, I'll be there. I will hand him over. You say it and go and sleep. No prayer point again. You just release that word, you go and sleep. That is faith. Let me show you this scripture. Something very dangerous. I want to show you something dangerous that God showed you. Very, very dangerous. Now look at it. Everyone, verse 8, everyone who has received, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be open. What man is there among you, if his son asks for bread, we give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, we give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, is it being evil, know how to give good gifts to who? Who do they give to? Men give to their children, right? How much more will your Father who in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Did he say God will give to his children? Is it his children that he said? No! Read that scripture very well. Is it not on the board? He said, men give to their children, but God give to them that ask him. He said, if you then be, Jesus talking, if you then be evil, you can give good gifts to your children. Children is automatic, I give them. Even inheritance, I give them. He said, how much more will your Father in heaven give to his children? Am I correct? If I say, how much more will your Father give to his children? Am I correct? It's a measure of truth, but that's not what this scripture says. That's true, but this scripture says, he said, how much more will your Father give good things to you? To those who asked him. When the prodigal son asked, he collected it. He came back again, he asked, he collected it. Another portion of this same scripture, look at it in Luke. In Luke chapter 11, this is serious business. Faith. Faith. The energy we should put in building faith is more than the energy you put to become a medical doctor. It's more than the energy you put. Some of us are qualified. You write professional exams. Day and night, you are always useful. And when you now come to the one thing is needful. The one important aspect of your life, you usually be careless. And that's how we are struggling. We are struggling, but we should have the humility to know that we are struggling. We are struggling. Amen. Okay, look at Luke chapter 11, verse 12. Are we there? He said, if you, Luke chapter 11, verse, go to 13. Let's just go to 13. Say, if you then be evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. Your children. Men give to children. How much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit? Who does he give the Holy Ghost to? You can be a child of God and not know anything that is called the Holy Spirit. Yes. You don't know any. It's them that ask. He said, ask and you receive. He said, whatsoever you ask in prayer, believe it, you will receive. Ask. He said, my Father will give you whatsoever. Jesus said, my Father will give you whatsoever you ask in my name. That word, ask, is always there. And then ask in faith. Can you just appreciate it? Can you just thank him? Can you thank him the privilege to build faith? If your daughter does not have faith, you have destroyed her life 50% before she leaves your home. I say, if your daughter does not have faith, and faith is growing, you are not making conscious effort to build faith. Create an atmosphere, an environment or summer. If you can't do it, go and tell people that can help you to do it. Build faith, you have destroyed 50% of the life of your daughter. The same thing with your son. You have destroyed his life 50% before he left your house. Is this important? Is this serious? Can you bring to our faith? Is faith that preserved me? I'm married to one wife. Baba, I'm married to one wife and I'm not looking at another place. Not that the desire sometimes to look elsewhere may not come. But what is holding you? Is the hands of faith. My faith in God. My faith in God. I travel. I go to places. I stay in a hotel. Praise the Lord. You know? Yes. Not that the flesh is the flesh. But because you are, it said Daniel proposed in his heart. That is God's faith. That is the journey. Your journey to destiny begins when you begin growing what? In faith. Can you begin to appreciate your Father? Thank him. 2018 is the year of faith. All of the precious promises you are going to hear. You must do. There are things you must do. Faith does not just come. You must build it. You must grow it.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray. Say, one thing I ask of him today is build up my faith. Begin to pray. Say, God, build up my faith. Without which you cannot please God. Build up your faith. Anything you are praying for, asking from God, requires faith. What a coincidence with our Bible teaching this morning. What a coincidence with our Bible teaching this morning. That you need faith. You need faith to serve your God. You need faith to serve your God. Begin to pray. Say, God, build up my faith. Build my inner resistance. Your strength is in your faith. Your strength is in your faith. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.